Well, welcome to Pastor's Thoughts and Prayers. You know, we all have thoughts. Sometimes we act on thoughts, sometimes they're just fleeting thoughts, and sometimes, but you know, we all got thoughts. It's just like noses. Everybody's got one. That is opinions. And I think opinions come from thoughts. So, if you watch the National Football League playoffs over the weekend, which I did, I usually don't watch that much NFL, but I have been this year following the Bucks. I like to watch the Bucks play. I don't know, when Winston was there, there were some Florida State players on the Bucks, and I don't know, I just enjoyed watching them. And of course, then Tom Brady came and won the national championship last year. But these playoffs game would get you to be on the edge of your seat. And because you don't know how it was going to end. It could have been just a wipeout, or it could have been a great ending. And I remember back when Florida State won the national championship, Judy went out there to Los Angeles to see it, and Winston threw that pass right at the end of the game, and they won the national championship. It was one of those on-your-edge seat type of things. Well, it is exciting, and we all enjoy a great ending. Sometimes we don't like the ending because it didn't line up with the way we wanted it to end, but great endings are so important. I like to watch movies, now, but I like to go to the theater to see my movies because I ADD and all that. I get distracted at home trying to watch them. But Judy loves to watch that Hallmark Channel, and I like some of the stories that's on the Hallmark Channel. And I sit down and I try to watch with her. But after a while, when I realize that the commercials are 20 minutes long and the movie segments are only 10 minutes long, I just seem to can't do it. But I'm always interested in the ending, especially if I start watching it at the beginning. I like to know how it ends. So I go into the room and watch whatever I watch, and then I'll come back out to get a drink or something like that, and la la, I look at the television, and the two people are looking into their eyes, and they kiss. And I come to realize Hallmark movies, when they kiss, the movie's over. But great endings, what made me think about great endings is we are in a time where the Lord probably will return. At least that's my thinking, and that's the way I'm reading the scriptures. But nobody knows the date, the time, and the hour. Jesus even said that he didn't know. But what it does say in the book of Revelation, chapter 22, verse 12, Jesus talking, he said, "Look, I am coming soon, and my reward is with me. And I will give to each person according to what they have done." Well, it speaks of a beginning of our life with Christ in eternal state. Because he promised, whether he comes for us in what we call the rapture, and a lot of people don't believe in the rapture, and that's okay. As long as we believe in Jesus, some of these other things really don't matter that much. But he did promise to come again. And if he does come again, and there is the thing as the rapture, we won't experience physical death. But if that's not what happens, all of us are going to experience physical death. So where we plan our spirit and where we plan our life is really important, because if we do experience physical death, then we have the promise of the blessed hope that we have eternal life with Christ. And he also reminds us in the book of Revelation that he is the Alpha and the Omega, the first and the last, the beginning and the end. Now, that was the same proclamation that the Apostle John heard when he was exiled on the Isle of Patmos at the very beginning of his vision. It was a vision that Jesus appeared to him in the Spirit and said, "Write these things down." And revealing himself as the first and last, Jesus saying that he is God. For God himself declared in Isaiah, and also over in other parts of the Old Testament, he declared, "I am the first and I am the last, and apart from me there is no God," Isaiah 44:6. Wow. Well, you know, these things about endings, I always have favorite endings or things that I think is good. But the Holy Spirit uses all of God's reliable, life-applicable words to transform us. and to affirm that his story will end well for believers in Jesus. I'm finding myself, the more I read the Bible, the more faith I get. And the reason why, it's just like I mentioned in church last week about the sun. You know, there long before, 4,000, 5,000, 6,000 years, even long before Galileo, you know, the people of God understood the position of the sun and that the earth revolved around the sun. I'm talking about the S-U-N. But spiritually, we should revolve around the S-O-N. Amen. Well, I'm getting off track here a little bit. But the Alpha and the Omega, the first and the last, the beginning and the end, Jesus proclaims that his people will inherit eternal life. That's the promise. That's the ending. That's the most beautiful ending. And he proclaims that his people will not only inherit eternal life, but they will have the blessings of God in so many ways. Now, we might not know or understand everything in the Bible, and I certainly don't. I'm still growing in grace. I don't know if any of us will ever understand everything in the Bible before we go home to be with him, but when we do, it gives us affirmation in our heart that his word is true and that his promises are true. And he'll demolish sin and make every wrong right and make all things new and reign as our loving king forever. Now that's the good news. That's the kind of ending that leads to our new beginning. Amen. So how does the certainty of knowing Jesus and the certainty that he is coming back again? I love that song that we sing when we sing Glory to the Father after the Apostles' Creed. And it ends with world without end. Amen. Amen. And that's the hope. Because if Jesus is going to return, and you get people say, well, the world's going to blow up, and this is the end of the world, and all, it's very clear that the world will never end. Why do you say that, preacher? Well, if Jesus promised to come back to earth again, right? Wouldn't you think he would need an earth to come back to? Just think about those things. But anyhow, think about that. What excites you the most about Christ's promised return? Oh, I go along what it says at the end of the book of Revelation. Come, Lord Jesus, come. Well, we're grateful that you're tuning in to the online Pastor's Thoughts and Prayers and all the other things that you find online. Phil does a tremendous job on putting things together, studies and pictures. And, oh, man, I said it before, you could get a doctorate in Philism by studying the website. Amen. He is amazing. Anyhow, with that, we'd like to ask and also lift up joys, concerns, and praises. And on the website, speaking of that, you can go to the website and to be able to look at the things that are on the bulletin, on the prayer requests, and all of that. It's all right there. Got all the different names and I just clicked on something on my computer there. I don't know what all that means, but I don't know. That's not what I want. I wanted to go to the website to look at the different prayer requests and so forth. But anyhow, I don't know. But the good news is we love praying for people, and we lift up people, and we give God the glory for the so many things that he has blessed us with. So look online, and you can click on the bulletin tab, and you can see all the names there that we've been praying for. I want to give you an update on the King family, the family that we adopted at Christmas time. Her husband had passed away, and they were having trouble with the insurance so that they could do the funeral service and everything. And they still got a glitch, but they're getting it worked out. So keep the King family in prayer. Passing a loved one is very challenging, but when the loved one passes, we're left behind here for a reason and a purpose. One of the reasons is to encourage one another in the faith. The other reason is to try to clear up the person that left this world and all the responsibilities and everything. It's a big deal for family. That's why there's so much stress during a time of loss of a family member. But with that, we want you to know that we are a praying church, and we love lifting you up in prayer. Although you've heard me say many times, you don't need a pastor, you don't need a phone number, you don't need anything. You can go directly to the Lord in prayer, in Jesus' precious name. God wants to talk to you. He loves you, and He'll talk back to you. It might not be audible, but He'll talk back to you and give you what you need. So with that, we always close this little segment with the Lord's Prayer, the prayer that Jesus taught to His disciples. Now, I think that the real Lord's Prayer, although this one, the Lord's Prayer that He taught, is also the Lord's Prayer because He taught it, but the other one over in John 17, which gives us a blessing to know that Jesus Himself, God Himself, was praying for us. Check it out, John 17, the Lord's Prayer that Jesus taught. By praying together, Our Father, which art in heaven, hallowed be thy name. Thy kingdom come, thy will be done in earth as it is in heaven. And give us this day our daily bread, and forgive us our trespasses, as we forgive them that trespass against us. And lead us not into temptation, but deliver us from, hear this, church, the evil one. He will and has. For thine is the kingdom, the power, and the glory forever and ever. Amen. Thank you for listening to Pastor's Thoughts and Prayers and a little Ralphieism added. And we hope and pray that you're having a wonderful day. Hope to see you in church sometime soon.